discussions in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Later on in the hour, we're going to meet Sarah Solati, who is a woman that I have come in contact with as a result of my EECP experience, treatments, if you will. The effects that this treatment is having on me and on people who have gone through it. The reason I invited her to come is because it is a brand new area of wellness treatment. Interesting things go on in this whole experience. And so rather than me tell you the story, I thought I'd have her come and explain how it works. So that's later on in this hour. For those of you who, every single person here has someone in his or her life, whether it's you yourself or it's a family member or a friend, somebody's been touched by heart disease. And so this is a very important discussion for those of you who either have it or have somebody that perhaps when you learn what this is all about and how great the service that's provided by taking this or being involved in this technology is something I would never have expected, frankly, until I have experienced it myself. So we'll talk about that later on. Meanwhile, another lady who is, I was reading your bio, Andrea Metcalf, with almost 30 years experience in the health and fitness industry. Andrea is a highly sought after and trusted expert and influencer. I never realized that all those things went together so well with you. Wow.
She is an influencer. She's big on Twitter, man. She gets everybody moving.
Everybody's moving. All right, so we're interested in keeping people healthy so they don't come down with the usual colds and flu. One of the ways to do that, Andrea, I'm convinced, is to keep your body moving. Because if I've learned nothing else from this EECP experience I'm going through, keeping your body moving keeps all of the systems in your body, your lymph nodes, for example, moving the toxins that we get as a natural part of our living out of your body. You can do the same thing if you really exercise vigorously, right?
Well, this is true. I mean, we definitely want to keep moving to keep our blood circulating and our heart, which is the muscle, strong. The EECP that you're going through, did you have an episode that I missed about, Doug?
No, it wasn't at all. This is last year when I had my annual physical. Dr. Ken gives me a physical every winter. And
okay.
I'd been on the, as a matter of fact, I was quite proud of myself, and so was everybody else. I was on the treadmill for 14 minutes, got my heart up to 140 beats per minute, and I was ready to keep going. And they said, no, you don't have to keep going, because most people, 7-8 minutes, and they've had it. So I was just trying to prove something, because the year before, I only went 11 minutes. And they put me on the table and did an ultrasound of my heart and found that as it was beating very fast, the blood supply to one portion of my heart wasn't getting there. And, you know, I mean, this is a very extreme circumstance, but it wasn't working right and ultimately could have led to me being short of breath or other things. So Ken introduced me to EECP, which is something that's been around since the 90s, but not used traditionally by doctors because it wasn't proven and I hadn't done all of the various and sundry experiments on it. And then it had been approved by the FDA, but not many people were using it because it saves you from having to have your chest cut open and people making money on doing some kind of heart surgery on you. This eliminates that. So that's why I'm doing it. Plus the fact that not only does it move the blood around to areas where it hasn't maybe gone for a while, helps you build new capillaries. The heart is one region that I was concerned about, but frankly, my brain is another area that I want to get maximum blood flow through to, because it's a way of you presenting an offense to Alzheimer's or dementia or whatever else may happen later on in life. So, aren't you glad you asked me that question, Andrea?
Well, yeah, no, because when you brought it up, I wanted to get a little bit, so I went to Cleveland Clinic and looked up what EECP is, Enhanced External Counterpulsation.
Yes.
Which seems like a great technique, but it says the candidates are people who have chronic stable angina. So that's why I was wondering if there was an episode.
No, but what...
But I think as we age, many of us end up having these same symptoms that aren't really symptomatic until you go into a procedure and really try and find the you know, find out what's going on. And the easiest thing you can do to starve off this is start a walking program, is start moving, like you said. And 10 minutes after you eat or 10 minutes before every time you eat is an easy way to get in 30 minutes a day without really changing much.
And one of the other things that's part of this, the exercise routine and what you eat, we talk about this, it's almost getting the old hat, but it really is. This sort of thing, as you're around it, influences the way people think about what they eat. I have seen some people at this clinic that are, as you just described, people who are on their way out. This is almost a last hope for them. I mean, there's a poor man next to me on the bed next to me yesterday. He must weigh 400 pounds. He was about 5'4", 5'5", and couldn't move, couldn't walk. He had to have people bring him in and help him get onto the bed. And, you know, this is the kind of stuff that happens to people, is they let themselves go. And you got to wonder, how did he lose touch so much with reality that he would allow his body to get into that shape? It just seems to me the things that you preach are common sense. And so why doesn't everybody do at least some kind of exercise? I've been in the gym this past weekend, since last Friday, I've been in the gym about 7 hours. And when I'm on the farm, I don't need that because I'm getting that kind of exercise. But I've also, I think, not only in terms of how you exert yourself, but the muscular skeletal strength that your body has as you get older will keep you from falling apart. And I think a lot of people, Andrea, just don't get that. They think that when they get old, they're not supposed to do exercise anymore because they're too old. And
well,
that's why so many people fall apart.
I agree with you that there are some misconceptions. But since you brought up how to sneak in exercise, let me give the listeners a few ideas of what they can do every morning to sneak in a little bit of exercise.
All right, here we go.
When they're in the shower, do push-ups against the wall. Stand on one leg while brushing your teeth. This will help improve your lower body strength and your balance. Do a squat while loading the dishwasher, or run up and down the stairs, or walk down sideways.
Do you even know what a squat is? Do you people who are listening, you know what a squat is?
Bending your knees and pretending to sit in a chair or go potty in the forest. That's
yeah,
a squat.
Right.
Go potty in the forest.
If you're a girl, I guess
potty.
Boys don't potty in the forest. They stand
up. We just don't squat.
Speak for yourself, Richie. I don't want to stand up and do it.
Let me give you some things that you can do during the day. You ready?
Yeah.
Stand up after each email or between 3 and 4 emails. Send your document to a printer that's at a different workstation. That way you can go chat with somebody, too, and maybe alleviate stress. Leave your desk at lunchtime. Do not eat at your desk or in your bed, for that matter. At the top of every hour, stretch your spine and reach around the back of your chair to the right and to the left. And you can always pace during conference calls without getting out of breath and having them think you're doing something else.
Under the circumstances, the exercise you've just described is perfect for keeping your body going, and the lymph nodes are going to appreciate, if you will, that kind of exercise. And in doing that, it's a great way to ward off the germs. Richie and I were talking earlier, and actually I'm a little intolerant of people who continue to sort of roll around. And then people say, well, what right do you have to be intolerant? You know what a drag people being sick is on the economy? What toll it takes for people to stay home from work because they have a cold or the flu, when in fact, you don't need to. If you keep your immune system tuned up, and part of the way of doing it is, as Andrea has just described, get your butt.
butt off the sofa. Think of this. If you have, like, a bottle of ketchup just sitting in your refrigerator, and you go to pour it out, it doesn't really come out. But if you keep shaking that ketchup and moving it, now it flows out easier. That's like your blood. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your blood's like ketchup. You leave it sitting around stagnant, it's going to thicken. It's not going to move. You're not going to be able to do too much. But if you move it, shake it around every day, ketchup comes out easy. Heart pumps more efficiently, and you'll be healthier.
And that's pretty simple. Richie, what did you start to say?
Well, you know, you're talking about people getting sick, and I've obviously inferring that, you know, because of my kids, I'm always getting a cold or something like that, which is partially true. But I get plenty of activity. I mean, I'm moving. I'm riding my skateboard with
your
my kids.
Your immune system is weak, or you would not get sick if you had a strong
immune system. You know what it is? It's what I eat. I do not eat enough fruits and vegetables. And that's it. Point blank. It's easy. I definitely get enough movement. There's no doubt. So,
well, it's not just movement. It's what you put into the body and what you're exposed to.
Right.
And having children exposes you to more surface values from what they touch, and then they touch you. So, you know, there is something to it about kids and getting sick and picking up things. Let me leave you guys with some things to do at night to stay active. And I'm not just talking about in bed. But while you're driving home.
Thank you.
If you push your head against the headrest and kind of lift your shoulder blades off the back seat of the car, you'll start to strengthen your neck muscles and reverse the damage that you're doing to your neck by leaning forward into your computer. You can always, when you stop at the traffic light or at a red light if you're driving, press your palms into the steering wheel or put them into the steering wheel and press out. That'll help strengthen your pecs and your shoulders. If you have to clean up your kitchen, put on the timer and see if you can do it a little bit faster. Just moving quicker through your normal daily chores of housework, setting the table or cleaning up the table or taking out the garbage can increase your heart rate. If you're doing TV, make sure you stand up during the commercials. You know, you don't really need to watch them anyway. Go ahead and do some sit-ups, jumping jacks, even just some simple stretching exercises, but stand up on those breaks. And if you're in bed, don't just watch TV or read a book. Do some bicycle crunches, stretches, or just roll around.
You're funny.
Everything counts as far as exercise.
That's right.
As long as your heart rate's up.
Plenty of rolling around is advisable. All right, so there it is, the advice from Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness guru. You can check her out at AndreaMetcalf.com. Or nakedfitness.com. It's 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin...
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Interesting story with this song. Listen carefully. Let's go back over there. Always, especially with some of the earlier pop music, great stories. Things are so difficult these days. Almost nothing is left to chance. But yet, there are things that have been part of recording session history, the lore, if you will. And something's just coming to light from the recording of this song that never before was made public. Johnny Bristol. Rich, I don't know if you found any of his earlier music or not.
He was more a songwriter.
Yeah, but he had a couple of pop hits.
Right. Let me see if this is him. I don't have any of his songs, but he wrote things like Daddy Could Swear I Declare for Gladys Knight and
yeah.
I Don't Want to Do Wrong, and then this song for Berry Gordy at Motown and Diana Ross and the Supremes. He had actually originally was going to have Junior Walker and the All-Stars release it, but Berry Gordy listened to the tracks that he had laid down and decided to go get Diana Ross and have her come into the studio and take a shot at recording it.
That's not
it.
The right story.
It's not.
This was the last song the Supremes recorded as a group together. That's why Someday We'll Be Together Again. That other stuff is probably part of it.
Yes and no. Barry Gordy was going to have this be Diana Ross's first song as a solo artist, but ended up putting it on the Supremes' last album. And there are three different thoughts as to Someday We'll Be Together. At first, they thought she was talking about a distant lover. Then people thought that they were talking about the Supremes. And then people thought that it was a Vietnam War song talking to the troops, Someday We'll Be Together.
So. I was a jock when this song was a big hit. And never, ever did I ever get on the air a sense of many of the I remember the guy's name even. He was a record promoter. Don Duryea was his name. And he told me the story. That was the benefit, by the way, of the old days in the radio business. The music guys would come in and they'd tell you what they were pushing to try to get you to put it on the air. And this song, I remember Dan told me that it was the Sayonara song for the Supremes.
Right.
And, Diana Ross had become very uncomfortable not having, never mind she got top billing as Diana Ross in the Supremes. She didn't want anybody else on the bill.
Right.
She became a completely impossible diva.
But the cool story that's coming out about this song, and it's been out for a while, but Johnny Bristol, who had originally written the song, was in the studio when Diana Ross and Berry Gordy were there, and she was recording it, and she wasn't quite getting the feel wanted her to have for the song. Yeah. She was singing it well, but wasn't kind of getting the feel, so he decided to open his microphone into her headphones only, and he was going to kind of give her some emphasis in some of the songs, and the recording engineer accidentally left the mic open on one of the takes, and they decided to leave it in. So if you listen closely, you can hear him in the background going, mm-hmm, and trying to kind of prompt her along with the feel that he wants for the song.
I said, you jump. All right, Chrissy. You got the song, What Does It Take to Win Your Love?
No, I want to say.
See if you can find that. Right. I know that that's the song that he created. Matter of fact, I've got a plain
background. Kenny G's version of it.
He wrote that. All right, well, good story. A lot of good stories. Remember the fella that was arrested, President Obama's uncle arrested in Framingham?
Oh, this guy's
great. Yeah, your neighbor.
For running into the police officer's
He's
car.
He's so great, yeah.
Found out the police officer actually ran into him.
Uh-oh.
And the police officer is now on leave because he's had 15 accidents in the last year. Police cruiser. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost. A share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Goldbond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Goldbond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, 27 before the new hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich controls what comes out of the speaker. Unfortunately, I don't have any control over him. He's there pushing the buttons in Washington.
That's right.
I'm in Los Angeles. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Roberta Fasanelli is in New York. You saw this, speaking of New York, a story about Alex Rodriguez, who's a doorman in New York, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
He had pneumonia.
Yeah.
So he was brought to the hospital. He was cured, but he got a bill for $44,776,587.
That expensive
for
sneeze.
Outpatient services.
Oh, jeez.
Hmm. He must have had three aspirin.
In fact,
I think that's the total.
Instead of two, yes.
Yeah. He was told by the Bronx Lebanon Hospital last week that they made a mistake.
Yeah, think.
Yeah, the total hospital cost for this was $40,000. His share was $300 in reality. There are all kinds of things that sort of go into this story. Imagine getting pneumonia and your hospital stay for 3 days is $40,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you imagine what this is doing? The people who are on Medicare or the insurance
businesses. That's what's wrong with our whole health system.
It's craziness. And, in fact, there are so many different ways that you can eliminate. I've sort of been on a toot this morning about Richie and his cold and what we can all do. You heard Andrea Metcalf talking about exercise. We went through a number of things earlier today. To keep your immune system strong, there are any number of basic things that you do. Exercise, eating right, getting enough rest, et cetera, et cetera. There are other things that go along with this. As we mature, we are vulnerable. Our immune service, immune system, notwithstanding, we all have something in us that's weaker than the rest of our body. And depending on how we deal with it, there are good outcomes, mm-hmm. and there are not so good outcomes. One of the things that could have happened, you've heard me tell the story about Dr. Ken's investigation last year when I was on the table getting an ultrasound of my heart, and it appeared there was a part of my heart that wasn't functioning quite right, not getting quite enough blood. And I dare say that of all the people listening, we have, 3.5 million people a week that listen to this program, there is not one person who either within his family, his work, his friends, somebody that you know, if not you directly, is affected by some form of heart problem. And so when you begin to study all of this and you know how much money is made by the people who are, in a sense, preying on you. First of all, you have to bear responsibility, unless it's a hereditary thing. You got to bear the responsibility of what's going on with your body, in this case, what's going on with your heart and circulatory system yourself. But do you need to do what the mainstream suggests that you do? Have your heart cut? If you have a heart bypass operation, your chest is cut open like a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they cut a chicken in half?
Yep.
Just rip your chest open.
They open your sternum. They have to cut your sternum open.
Right. So imagine.
Can you make this just a little bit more graphic?
I can feel Rich going, oh. Well,
but I mean, I think that's the way to make the point, frankly, what happens to you if you don't take care of yourself. So anyway, Ken said to me, there's this new process called EECP. And I asked him about it, and he said, well, it's called Enhanced External Counterpulsation. And it doesn't involve anything except you getting onto a table, and you get strapped in, and various devices are put around your legs and your midriff, and it pumps the heart and pumps your blood. So I thought, well, it'll grow new capillaries, he said, in my heart, and it may help your brain as well. So I said, okay, sign me up. Well, last year I was going to get it done. I had the darndest time finding any place that was doing this because it's so new. And then I came upon Global Cardio Care here in Los Angeles. This is a very unique facility. As a matter of fact, I think it's the only one in the world, actually, that does the ECP the way that it's done. And you know how I am. I nose around to find out as much as I can about what I'm going to be doing. It's my health. It's my life. I want to know who I'm entrusting. So I found Sarah Solati, who is actually the person who came up with this concept in the way that it's done at Global Cardio Care. And so she's the president and the founder of Global Cardio Care. I thought I'd invite her to come on and explain this, because a lot of people who have not heard anything about this need to know about it, because it offers an alternative, a strong, intelligent alternative to going under the knife. Sarah, welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, everyone. So glad to be with you guys.
So was my introduction over the top, or was it okay? Was it pretty much right on?
It was the truth. You know, it's the truth, and that's what people need to hear.
So, a little about you first, because you have an unusual story in that this is something, your family is a medical family, but you weren't born in America. Tell us a little about your story and what led you to find this and to, you've devoted pretty much your entire life to this quest of getting people onto this machine, because that's really what it is. It's a machine.
Exactly. Well, my background originally from Iran, and my grandfather was a surgeon. He passed away with complication of diabetes, and my father took over his practice in Iran, and they have a very large hospital, and my dad is a surgeon, very, very well known in the city that he's in. And so it was like I was supposed to be in medicine, you know, born into it, and we never spoke about it, but I just was known that I was supposed to be in medical school and becoming a doctor. And at age 19, I was on my way to nursing program, and I became a vegetarian, a vegan at age 19, because I read a book about how to cleanse the body naturally. And it was a 2.5-page book, and I read about it, and the next day I was just a vegan. It just made sense to me. It was common sense. And now I'm 42, and I've been a vegan for over 20 years. And while I was in nursing school and I was being a vegan, and I worked in the emergency room, and I got to see all the complications with, you know, cardiovascular disease. And then I worked in ICU and CCU and worked with bypass patients. And I remember, like, serving them meat after bypass. And I couldn't believe that, you know, people that just had bypass surgery had barely had the ability, you know, to, you know, have circulation, let alone to digest a steak and, you know, flesh products. And I just started realizing how the nutritional aspect of medicine did not exist. And in 1996, one of my friends that worked with me at Hope Hospital said, well, I just found out about this new machine called Enhanced External Counterpulsation, EECP. And she said, just come and work with me part-time. And when I walked in and I saw bypass patients, you know, after bypass that had failed and angioplasty, and they were end-stage patients, they were very, very sick people getting EECP, and they were feeling unbelievably better after one session, it was for me. It was just something for me. And ever since 1996, I've been providing EECP treatment. I'm one of the people in the nation that's been doing it for so, so long. So it's been a great thing for me in my life. It's been something that's been inspirational to be able to help people in a real way. Very exciting treatment.
Yeah, it is. We're going to learn more about EECP and how it might help you. This is just a way for me to extend to you an experience that I'm having with a product that I have quickly come to believe in. It makes nothing but sense. We're talking about EECP with Sarah Solati, who's the founder and president of Global Cardio Care. And we'll continue on a moment. How about if I put in a moment on Good Day rather than on a moment in Good Day? Richie, does that make that makes sense?
Perfect.
Right? Yeah, okay. 17 before the hour.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
As most of you know who listen to this program with regularity, I'm very concerned about health and well-being and offer lots of different ways, different parts of the program to get you sort of tuned up and thinking about how you can be better and healthier, because I think that's the way we enjoy life, and I'm about trying to help you enjoy your life. I noticed something interesting, Richie, today. One of the stories at DougStefan.com, Google has a tool called Flu Trends that warns a hospital emergency room faster than traditional reports that a flood of flu patients is coming. This is a very interesting thing, using technology again, strong correlation between the tool's detection of more searchers for flu information and a spike in patients with flu symptoms arriving at hospitals. This is just one thing. This is one part of technology. This EECP that we're talking about, Enhanced External Counterpulsation, which I'm just starting. I started last week and probably will stay with it pretty much most of the winter while I am here. Sarah Solati is here. She's the founder and the president of a center here, Global Cardio Care in Los Angeles, that specializes in doing this in a way that probably nobody else in the country does. And we're getting to the nitty-gritty of who involves, how do people find out? Are doctors readily now prescribing this for various coronary artery diseases instead of operations, Sarah?
I would like to say yes, but unfortunately I haven't really seen much change. I mean, there are a lot of centers in the United States that do EECP in the country, but it's usually used for end stage patients that have had the bypass surgery, have had the, you know, angioplasty, or on maximum medication, and then there's nothing else that can be done. The doctors are recommending EECP for those types of patients, but, you know, all I can say is that if it works for a patient that's had, you know, quadruple bypass stents and medication is not working and they're having severe angina, which is chest pain, I know it's going to work for someone that's just the first stage of cardiovascular disease. And that's where I would like to see that change.
Over the years, how many people just here in Los Angeles have gone through this program? It seems to me like there are dozens, if not hundreds of people a day that go through your clinic.
Yeah, we are the largest clinic in the world. In the world, we have 22 beds, and we see about 120 patients daily that go through EECP. And we're not for end stage. We're trying to get to the people, let them know that there is a treatment out there. We obviously have cardiologists. We have internal medicine doctors in our clinic. If the person wants to come and see what it's about and speak to our doctors, you know, we recommend EECP for all patients because circulation is the key to life. I mean, blood flow is what we need, whether it's we're dealing with a stroke patient, which is blockage of the artery of the brain, or we're dealing with a heart patient, which is a blockage of the artery of the heart, or the legs, which they get blocked. Everything really has to do with blood flow. Whatever disease we're dealing with, blood flow can improve it. And so that's our motto. We want to send that blood through that body and prevent cardiovascular disease.
Let me just explain some of my experience and how I feel up on the, when you're getting onto the table and you get strapped in, it's a very strange feel. I know that a lot of people are using this too, by the way, now as a preventative. I know you've used it. A lot of your staff has been telling me that they get the treatments because it makes sense to keep the blood moving. What I have found, not only does it keep the blood moving, but it keeps your system moving to the point where every 10, 12, 14 minutes, you have to stop the treatment, or at least I do, and get off and go to the bathroom, because the toxins apparently that are running around in your system are loaded into your spleen, and there's pressure against it, so you got to get up and you got to go. And that's pretty normal, isn't it?
It's very normal, and that's one of the, you know, I always say EECP has a lot of side effects, but the side effects are all positive. It's like pumping the lymphatic system. And what you were describing as people come into the treatment, they lie down in a comfortable bed and three blood pressure cuffs are wrapped around, large blood pressure cuffs are wrapped around the calves, the thighs, the buttocks. We're using the lower extremities because the bigger the muscle, the more blood that there is. And so we put you on an EKG machine and we know exactly what your heart rate is. And the machine starts pumping to the rhythm of your own heartbeat. Well, but it does it while the heart is at rest. And it pumps this blood throughout the body, and it pumps the kidneys. That's what you were talking about. It pumps the kidneys, and it pumps the lymphatic system. And so people lose between 1 to 3 pounds of fluid, the fluid that sometimes we can't get off of our body because our circulatory system is not as well, or just fluid because we've been, you know, hydrating ourselves throughout the day. And EECP, it's just like exercise, but it's being done without increasing your heart rate and without increasing your blood pressure.
I have lost 5 pounds since I started doing this, and most of it, as our body is 80% water anyway, is water. So this is meant as a, well, maybe during the course of my treatments, we'll do a, we'll do some sort of a markup as over the next couple of months this becomes a part of our conversation, because I think it's important for people to know this. Sarah Sulati is the founder and president of Global Cardio Care, Inc. You can go to their website, globalcardiocareinc.com. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks so much.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Jim Carrey from the movie The Cable Guy. The reason we are playing this is Movie Moments Begin, movie music. The birthday of Jim Carrey, 50 years old today. Yes, he's 50 years old. And so our contest today, Chucker is an absentia, so we'll do our job here together. Jennifer, you and I can hold up the fort.
Yes.
The movie today in the contest is one of Jim Carrey's movies. I don't know much more about it because I'm not a Jim Carrey fan, but a lot of people are, and that's what's important. So see if you can recognize from the three audio clips we bring you which movie, which Jim Carrey movie this is from, and you'll win a swell prize by dialing us at 800-510-8255. If you've never won before on Movie Moments, here's your chance with clip number one.
Hey, Carl, do you want to give all your money away to a homeless guy? Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah. I don't know yet.
I have a guess.
Right.
I'm clueless.
800. Headline.
No kidding.
800.
Breaking news.
510-8255. Next clip, Richie.
Are you stalking me?
No, I would never do that. By the way, your new living room furniture looks great from the yard.
I'm not sure that. I think he met the girl that he lived with were on this movie, if I'm not mistaken, for a number of. I don't know that for sure. All right,
you're talking about the redhead, right?
No, I'm talking about McCarthy. She didn't have red hair.
Oh, no.
No. All right.
But you're talking about Lauren Holly.
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
She was with him, too?
In a movie, but I don't think it's the same one.
I thought she was with Jethro Gibbs.
Jethro.
Yeah. Okay, next clip.
He's number three.
All right.
We hit a couple of raves last night. It was totally off the hook.
Yeah, you seem a little lighter.
I had a couple of Red Bulls. You ever had a Red Bull? I never had a Red Bull before, but I had a Red Bull last night. I really like Red Bull.
All right. 800-510-8255. You didn't get that? Lauren Holly was the first of the Chiefs at NCIS, and she played Jethro Gibbs' love interest. You didn't know that? What's the matter with you? You guys don't follow this? I should be the expert on this? Heavens.
You are the expert.
Yeah, of course. 800-510-8255. Movie news coming right up on Good Day.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. I was in a state of craving of ego, so my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Head to a better state, State Farm.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
All right, so Jennifer, well, actually, everybody's going to be interested in this. There's a movie coming out this weekend called Red Tails. Everybody know about it?
I haven't heard about it, no.
It's the story of the Tuskegee Airmen.
Oh, yeah. With Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah,
George
Lucas is the producer and director and the financier of the movie. He couldn't get anybody, listen to this, he could get no financial support because it was a movie that was about black airmen with an all-black cast. Mm-hmm. Got not one penny from the usual sources of Hollywood support for movies. What does that say? What does that
Pretty
say?
Pretty sad, huh?
About the ignorance that still is replete in our country. My God. Anyway, it looks like it's supposed to be a pretty good movie, as a matter of fact. All right, let's see if we can get the name of the movie in the focus here. Doug in Duluth. What's the name of that movie?
Cable Guy.
Cable Guy, starring
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. The answer is Yes Man is the movie. Jim Carrey is the guy, so they didn't have the right answer.
That was a tricky one.
Yes Man, the answer. Yes Ma'am, Roberta and Jennifer, 59 after on Good Day.